You know exactly the scene. It is 7 a.m. at your luxury resort.
Right. The sun is barely even up yet.
Yeah, and there's this small army of guests in bathrobes just hovering by the pool. They're waiting to sprint and, drop a towel on a prime lounger.
Ah, the infamous sunbed wars.
Exactly. It completely shatters the five-star illusion before breakfast even starts. And for you, listening right now and managing this property, it's a massive operational drain.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're deploying your staff as referees, basically.
Fielding complaints.
Yeah, and just watching your property's serenity completely evaporate over, like, a piece of plastic furniture.
Which is why today's deep dive is tailored specifically for you. We were looking at a tech solution called Hotelogy.
Right.
And our mission today is to figure out how digitizing this incredibly specific, incredibly annoying friction point doesn't just stop the morning sprints, but actually flips a daily liability into a revenue stream.
Because it really is a huge shift.
Yeah.
And to understand it, we have to look at the mechanics of their sunbed module.
Okay, so how does it actually work?
Well, guests use an app that features this interactive map of the pool area. They can pick their exact spot, book a specific shift, or, even secure a lounger days in advance.
Wait, so it's essentially an airline-style seating map, but for the pool.
Exactly. Yeah, it's exactly like that.
But I have to wonder, doesn't forcing guests to use an app on their vacation just add, I don't know, a different kind of friction?
You'd think so, right? But it actually solves a much deeper psychological problem, which is the anxiety of scarcity.
Oh, like the FOMO of not getting a good chair.
Precisely. When you rely on the morning towel drop, guests operate on this constant fear of missing out.
Right.
But by giving them a visual map on their phone, you replace that physical chaotic scarcity with guaranteed digital certainty.
They know their spot is safe.
Yeah, so they can actually just relax.
And from a labor perspective, I mean, you know exactly how many man hours are wasted deploying your team as the pool
Oh,
police.
yeah, it's a nightmare for staff.
Removing abandoned towels, breaking up arguments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if the staff is managing this via a simple QR code backend, you're reallocating those labor hours from conflict resolution back to actual hospitality.
Which is huge.
Right. And staff can effortlessly enforce daily limits digitally so no one hoards chairs.
Or they can instantly block off a section for maintenance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The overall vibe of the property just elevates because that underlying anxiety is gone.
Okay, so if we are using this airline-style seat map, that means we've just introduced digital real estate.
Yes, we have.
So it seems like the natural next step would be yield management, right? Like charging more for the front row or maybe the cabana by the swim-up bar.
That is the exact pivot from operation to monetization.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Hotelogy platform integrates payment gateways right into the booking flow.
But wait, let me push back here for a second.
Sure.
If you start charging guests for a pool chair at a luxury resort, aren't they going to feel nickel and dimed?
That's a fair point.
I mean, that feels like it could generate a whole new type of resentment.
Well, it absolutely could if handled poorly. But the key here is flexibility. You don't have to charge everyone.
Okay.
You might offer the standard loungers for free, but reserve the premium cabanas for a fee.
Or use the system to automatically grant priority access to your VIP tier guests.
Exactly. But the real revenue driver isn't just the reservation fee, it's actually the built-in upselling.
Oh, capturing them while they already have their digital wallet open?
Right. So a guest is securing their spot for the afternoon, and the interface prompts them to pre-order, say, a fruit platter or a bottle of champagne.
And it's delivered right to their lounger.
Yep. It captures revenue at the exact moment of high intent without a waiter even having to hunt them down.
That completely changes the dynamic.
It really does.
And what gives this so much weight is the actual footprint of the solution. We aren't talking about some small startup pilot program here.
Oh, not at all. Hotelogy is huge. They're already modernizing operations across 25 countries.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, in over 500 hotels globally. Massive, highly demanding brands like Fairmont, Radisson Blu, and H10 Hotels are relying on this every single day.
And this sunbed module is just one piece, right? Like the entry point to their broader modernization toolkit.
Right, they deploy an entire ecosystem. It includes digital menus, electronic tags, and interactive totems.
Those are essentially large touchscreen kiosks in the lobby, right?
Yeah, exactly, to connect the entire guest experience seamlessly.
So you are taking a piece of plastic furniture that historically just causes massive headaches,
Yeah.
and you're transforming it into a trackable, streamlined asset.
By removing that friction, you restore harmony for the guest and you open up entirely new revenue channels for the property.
which leaves you with a really interesting question to chew on as you look around your property today.
Absolutely.
If digitizing something as basic and, well, analog as a pool chair can completely transform your resort's profitability and guest satisfaction, what other outdated hotel traditions are quietly costing you money and loyalty right now?